In this Spartan intake center in an eastern suburb of Kabul, dozens of workers peruse election complaints pouring in from across Afghanistan. The stack is so high that Commissioner Martin Half says his staff has to triage the complaints, as medical workers do patients in an emergency room.
We're all nurses. We need to quickly determine what's wrong with the patient. We don't need to cure him or her. What we need to do is quickly figure out how serious it is, and whether the person needs to go to an emergency room or can wait for an hour before a doctor arrives.
Nearby, an international advisor and Afghan intake worker review a new complaint.
What's the case number?
09006643. Nangarhar.
So, what's the allegation?
Three people in the polling centers, they were filling forms for their preferred candidate.
Do we have details about this?
Yeah, this is like a petition of people complaining that they witnessed these people filling votes for their preferred candidate.
Okay, so this should be priority A.
As of last night, the Electoral Complaints Commission had 640 priority A complaints, including ballot box stuffing and voter intimidation. Proven violations could result in fines of up to the equivalent of $2,000 to ballots being tossed out or even a new vote. But Commissioner Half says validating these complaints is not going to be easy for the Commission's handful of investigators and international advisors.
Much of what I've seen so far involves simply stating the allegation, saying this is what happened, here's my phone number, and then leaving it to the ECC, to the Electoral Complaints Commission, to investigate further. So there's still a bit of work to be done on all of those complaints.
That work has to happen before the commission can rule on the charges. Half says in cases where the paperwork isn't detailed enough, investigators will either have to travel to the district where an alleged violation took place or try and reach witnesses by telephone. So far, Afghan voters seem to be waiting patiently for the results. They view the commission as one of the few credible steps in a highly questionable election process. Nader Naderi heads the Free and Fair Election Foundation of Afghanistan, which sent 7,000 observers to monitor the elections at polling stations across the country.
If we are going to have people's confidence and trust on democratic processes, we do need to let this mechanism work properly, and this is a time and a test for all of us to let it work properly in a transparent way.
There was no complaints commission during Afghanistan's first presidential election in 2004, but back then there were also few alleged violations. This time the charges are plentiful and ominous, like gunmen and government officials running off with ballot boxes, or local strongmen hanging out at polling centers to pressure voters into backing certain candidates. But with the powerful complaints watchdog appointed by Afghanistan's Supreme Court, the country's Human Rights Commission, and the United Nations, voters are hoping for a fair outcome in the end. Even so, Afghan patience has limits, says the campaign spokesman for Abdullah Abdullah, the second top vote getter in the race thus far. The spokesman, Fazl Sancharaki, questions whether the commission will do its work openly and without bias. He says few know the many Afghan employees working for the body and where their allegiances lie. There is also widespread fear that Afghans will riot if the commission finds no serious fraud and allows the election to be certified without a runoff. The commission could have results from some of its fraud investigations as early as tomorrow. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.